Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Yes, I received a letter with the reservation code, and I'm just, usually I throw these things away, but yours looked a little bit more official, so.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes, it is.
Okay, can I get that number? I'll pull you up.
Yeah, 2311-3101-0021-0112.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file here. All right, and who am I speaking with?
I'm Dr. Graber.
Dr. Graber, okay. My name is Sam. I'll be helping you out today.
Okay.
All right, and Dr. Graber, what is the best number to reach out in case we do get disconnected?
914 area code 4815733. 5733,
okay. All right, and let's see, what is the name of the business that you're with?
It's what you have on there is PC Dental Group.
Okay, yeah, that's what we have here. Perfect. All right. And then we had the, let's see, the address is 1 Gateway Plaza in Port Chester. Okay. Is that the physical address of the business too?
Yes, so we actually are building a big office. It's going to change in 2 months.
Oh, okay.
We're moving into a kind of, where am I calling? What area am I calling?
I'm based in San Diego, California. We have a few different offices.
So you're across the country, but we're building in Westchester County, we're building a large 8,000 square foot facility.
Oh, okay. Now,
which is relatively unusual, but we've got 3 practices together, and we're going into a group specialty practice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's why we may need more funds. Right now we have... We're building it, but if there's unforeseen expenses, we want to be able to at least either fund them personally or some type of loan.
Sure. See what the options are. Make sure you have something in place if it does come up. That makes a whole lot of sense. Okay. Okay. So
now,
just a couple quick questions. I just want to.
And I'll do one or two of mine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Perfect. I just have some basic questions just to confirm what we have, and then I can answer anything that you have. We'll get into some details.
Okay.
As far as the business structure goes, are you incorporated? What's it look
it's
like?
It's a PLLC.
Oh, okay. And all right. And then what is the ownership breakdown like?
There are 3 partners. And I'm one of the I'm the managing member of the PLLC.
Okay, perfect.
Two other principals.
Gotcha.
Each own third ownership.
Okay, it's all thirds. And how long have you guys been in business?
Well, we've all been in business for as many as 35 years. We're joining the 3 businesses together under one roof.
In other words,
we're the 3 business PC Dental Group. And the other 2 are going to change away. Then the new entity already registered is called One Dent, GFM. So we're going into a new entity with 3 practices that have been in here from anywhere from 5 years to 25 years.
Sure. Okay. I got the picture. All right. And then let's see.
Go ahead.
No, that's all right.
No, go ahead. Go with your questions.
Okay, I was just going to ask real quick, is there a good email address to contact you at?
You use mine, which is SG, it's long, S is in Sam, G is in girl, R is in rabbit, 165-2228 at AOL.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, Dr. Graber, we do have, a lot of different programs. It depends on what your specific need is and what you're looking for. Why don't you tell me, a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can, point you in the right direction.
Okay. We're if we need some additional funds, because we don't want the cash flow, the projected P&L and so forth and so on, should be very healthy. So we're moving into, as I said, a 25-chair office with all the specialties equipped the way it should be.
Nice.
If we're short $100,000 or $200,000, whether we take it personally or not, we just want to have that ability and develop a relationship with a company that's pretty flexible, so that we pay most of it off. We decide we want to do another expansion. We have that money available to us. That's what we're trying to do, is establish an easier relationship than a bank. The big question I have is assuming our credit is A++, which it is, and the initial gross receipts of this practice will be about $3.6 million.
Okay.
Assuming everything is A++, on a 3-year loan of about, let's say, $100,000 to start, what's the basic interest rate?
Okay, so, you know, absolutely, I got
a
good
idea. I know it varies,
Yeah.
a three-year loan and $100,000 with excellent credit.
Okay, yeah, so it's going to be a fixed cost. We're going to give you, if you borrow $100,000, we're going to tell you the total payback that you have. We're not going to give you an APR.
Over the 3 years.
Yes, so we'll give you a few different options to choose from. The way the process goes is
you're not answering my question.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna walk you through it. I'm gonna walk you through it because we're gonna give you a couple different options to choose from. It'll be separated by terms. Now the programs typically range from 3 months to 3 years, but that being said, the 3 years is pretty rare for first time borrowers. Yeah, and I'll walk you right through it, give you every answer you need. I just want to make sure that you understand, you know, I don't want to give you any unreasonable expectations. So typically for first-time borrowers, we see something along the lines of 2 years being kind of like the high end for the term. Okay. Now, also with that, we are a relationship-based bank. So once you enter into, you know, the loan on 2 years or, you know, whatever term you choose, once you get halfway through, we open you up to being able to be refinanced. So you can do additional funding, longer term, lower rates. So it is kind of a renewable source where the rates can change. Now, let's go ahead and we'll address your question here now. So I don't want to give you the amount for 3 years because, honestly, for first-time borrowers, it's just usually not on the table. It could be, but in very rare occasions.
No, that's fine. 2 years is fine, or a year is fine.
Yeah, so we typically start at 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. Mm-hmm. So that for the A-plus programs, you're looking at about 10 cents on the dollar. If you're looking, you know, 2 years, $100,000, you're going to pay back $110,000.
No, 2 years we're going to pay back. Over 2 years we're not going to pay. You're saying over 2 years I'm only going to pay back $110,000?
Well, if it starts at the 10 cents on the dollar. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's not an APR, so that would be different than 10%.
Right.
Yeah, it can be a little confusing just because.
If we related it to an APR, you're saying I'm paying on $100,000 over 2 years, $110,000 back.
The total payback, so you would pay back the $10,000 in interest on it.
Over 2 years.
Correct. And that's not specific on yours. That's just giving you an example of how it would be.
But so that is less than 10%.
Correct. Yeah. That's why I want to be careful because it's dangerous to put it into percentages because we're going to give you options for terms. And basically, you know, if you're in a position where you're going to make your money back in 6 months, you don't necessarily want to do a 2-year term because you can choose something that's shorter where you would pay less interest and get to that middle point where you're eligible for refinancing and additional funding a whole lot sooner. So the percentage that you're looking at changes.
Also, you know, it's as long as it's lower than 10%, we can talk when it relates to an APR.
Yeah, well, that's the starting point. Now, for A customers, I will say it does go up from there. We have a wide range, anywhere from 10 cents to 30 cents on the dollar. It depends on a few different factors.
Yeah, at 30 cents a dollar, I'll use my own money. Obviously.
Yeah. Well, so it's a pretty simple process to see exactly what you qualify for to be able to get.
What do you need? What do you need in order to determine what you'll lend and at the rate? So what kind of paperwork do you need?
Okay. So as far as the paperwork goes, we would take a look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements, the most recent tax return that you have, and then. For the business.
Okay. Now, the fact that we're joining three businesses, would you want the three tax returns?
So I think the way that it would work
A
if
little
we're
different here. We're taking
yes.
three. We're taking $3 million plus practices, and for the sake of profitability and for the sake of where dentistry is going in today's world, where the business is going, we're being proactive and forming a mutual office so the profitability actually goes up.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. And I think, in right now, as we're looking for funding, we can try a few different ways to see what makes the most sense for you. Now, you guys, right now, today, you stand as three separate companies, correct?
Correct. As of the other company that what we're calling now a different name, is called One Dent, patent is
Sure.
called,
And
but we have a
you're
tax ID number, and as of August 1st, that entity, so we won't have an income from One Dent for, months after.
Correct. So I think what we would do is we would base it off of the current practices. Now, we can look at all three of them individually. We can look at just one to see what's available. It's
Well, it
all
would be
on the
more
table.
therapeutic. We'd have a better record if we show all three of them.
Correct.
Course,
Now, the
all three of them
loan.
are very strong.
Okay, so just to give you an idea, so the loan would have to go on one of the businesses, correct?
Right.
Now, you could also do, if all three of them wanted to do it equally, you could do all three of them taking a loan on all three.
Okay, I see.
Now, the way that it works is once you get approved and you go forward with the loan, the cash would be deposited into the business checking account as unsecured cash. So you're free to spend it however you see fit. So it makes a little sense in this case where, you're kind of doing some crosses with a few different businesses that are joining together. It allows you some freedom in how you're able to spend the money.
Right. So theoretically, that if I sent you my as a kind of a test, my 6 months,
Yes.
you would come back with a proposal based on my, as if my practice was an individual practice right now.
Correct. Correct.
And then we can go. And now, once the commitment is there, how long is the commitment for?
Commitment in what sense?
Let's say you see my checking for the last 6 months, and it's $1 million plus practice, and it's profitable. The P&L you can see and all of that, and then you say, okay, fine, I'm going to give you $50,000. How long is that commitment good for? Let's say I don't need it
Sure,
per se.
sure, sure.
That's what I'm
So
saying.
sure, and there are a variety of different programs. If that's something that you're looking at, we can try to, get you into position. The longest they stand up to 90 days. Some of
Okay,
them
so now
are
we're
shorter.
moving in.
No,
What does that mean?
some of them are shorter, the approval period that it stands for. But if that's the case, all we need to do, if you do kind of outlast, you outlast the approval before taking it. All we need to do is revisit it and update it with recent bank accounts.
Okay, so actually, what's going to happen in 30 to 60 days, when this new office is built, I'm going to know if there are some expenses that were unforeseen that I want to make sure I get done immediately.
I see, I
So
see.
that's when I need the money. So I'm just trying to prepare for it so that I would have, between the window of 30 and 60 days, the availability of an extra few dollars.
Absolutely. So what I would suggest is, we can go down kind of this path to see what's available to you, give you, the amounts that you qualify for based on just your business, have the approval there so you know how much it is, and then most likely we'll be able to get you into something that lasts up to 60 days, possibly 90 days, the approval.
Okay, now 60 days would be
Yeah, so
fine.
then when you get to the time where you find out, if you have those expenses, it will either, A, be there ready to go and we can do it very easily, or B, if we are past the expiration date, it's very simple to revisit it. All we would need
Okay,
is
all
just
right. Yeah.
another set of bank statements,
Right.
and since we already have all the information, we can get you approved just as quickly.
Okay, no, I got it. So this bank is in San Diego, or you're working with, this is a Canadian bank?
No, we're based here in San Diego. We have a few different locations. There is one up north. We have another in Irvine as well, and actually
All
another
right,
one
perfect.
over in London too.
Okay, good. So now on the last question, I guess, is the tax return, which is it's got to be 60 pages or so. Do you need the entire return, or you want only certain
So,
sheets of it?
yeah, we typically do go for the full
The
return.
whole thing.
And if you have it in a PDF form, a lot of times that's pretty easy.
I don't, but my accountant, I'm sure it does.
Okay. And if you have questions when we get to that
Okay,
point in the
good. Okay, that's
process,
good.
I'm able to help
You
you.
answered the questions I need. Those are the questions I needed, and we'll, as we get a little closer, we'll, something we'll do.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, can I ask you a few more questions just so I can kind of give
Sure.
you some complete feedback, just what we're looking at here. Now, the use of the funds, you're still not too sure. It's all primarily for this expansion for the new practice with
Right.
all
Right
three
now,
going
it's
together.
all funded correctly between the landlord, the banks, and our individual monies. It's all funded, and it's the projection is pretty good. I've still got a little leeway, but there's one or two specialists that are joining us, an oral surgeon and an orthodontist, and we're doing an agreement where they're kind of a satellite office of their main office, and they're actually going to fund their own suite area, so to call it, because it's all part of one big 8,000 square foot facility. If they at some point bow out, each one is about a $50,000 or $70,000 funding that they were going to do,
Oh, I
and
see.
that we may have to take over their funding.
Sure,
But
okay.
for the final negotiation on them, I want to be able to say, okay, fine, this is the deal. It was what you agreed upon. If you want to change it, it's unacceptable. We'll find somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a couple of loose ends yet that should be tied up in the next 2 to 4, 6 weeks. But at least an understanding on their part, and which is what we've agreed on verbally. But when it comes down to signing, some people check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just the way
So
that it works.
there could be, $100,000, $150,000 that's unexpected funds that we're going to have to come up with.
Okay, I got a
And it
good
wouldn't be
idea on that.
immediate because that's not part of the bulk of the practice is the free practices. These are the add-ons that would work well integrated with us. And we have a number of options of people that want to do this, but we're asking a certain buy-in, so to speak.
Yeah, okay. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
I've always done standard loans with banks.
Okay, sure. And
Now,
I
we're
just asked
close to
because they
because the
are.
working capital is years ago when I first started practicing Chase Manhattan, every time I would want something, let's say I need a new piece of equipment, it was $10,000, $20,000, I'd call up and he'd just he had my banking statements, and the money would be in the bank 2 days later. I mean, it
Yeah.
was kind of, that was the closest to it, but banks have become more difficult lately.
Absolutely, especially after just about 2007, that those days are gone with the speedy processes. You're looking at more like a month to 2 months for that sort of
Well,
thing.
it's a month or two. It's a lot of paperwork, and
Yeah.
one of the banks that we're dealing with now actually has been very, very easy. It's a bank that's looking to go into the health field, specifically dental. So they've been more than receptive. But again, if I want a kind of a rotating small amount every year or two, it seems like it would be easier to have a relationship where, even though I'm paying a few percent more, it just goes quicker without
Yeah.
the headache.
And honestly, that's exactly what we are. I mean, we are, a little more expensive than the traditional banks that
Right,
most people
obviously, yeah.
deal with. But we are what we call a relationship-based bank. So not only do we move very quickly, we can get you approved in 24 hours, fund it in 48. So we're talking on that 2-day period. But we are a relationship-based bank. So once you establish, a working relationship where, you show that you make your payments on time, we then become very flexible, open you up to a whole lot more funding at much better rates.
Right, that's what, because this is something that's going to be evolving over time, and there may be some expansion in 2-3 years.
Yeah, and that's exactly, that's kind of our business model right there, is the majority of what we do is our returning customers.
Now,
and
are
it's just
you,
out of that convenience that is created through that.
Right, that's basically what it is. It's a convenience. I've spoken to, I have some friends who do this also, but they do it for real estate or some other industries that they're not
sure.
familiar. Now, that's what's the last question. Do you deal specifically with certain industries, or?
We do all over the board. We're strictly a business lender, but we do all industries.
Oh, you do? So from real estate to dentistry to whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and with that, you know, we have kind of like a very large variety of programs that we're working with because of that, to kind of fit each industry field. There's a lot of specialization that goes into it.
So dentistry, how'd you get my number through dentistry? It's just a list somewhere that you...
So let me take a look here. It looks like you guys, Yeah, it looks like the offer that we sent you was based on some financing that you had done through Bank of America back in 2013. So what we do is, you know, in order to kind of get on that rotation where you were included, we take a look
I think that was just purely a car loan, or...
Yeah, it looks like it was... It says leasing and capital, so it possibly was equipment, could have been just for capital as well, but what we do is we...
You know what? There was... They provide... Bank of America, for the last numbers of years, they provide money at a very low rate.
Sure.
That comes due like a credit card, but it's at a 4% rate. Well, a little more because it's 4% up front. So,
oh yeah,
for about a year and a half. So it's a little more than 4%, but their rates are, and I've been using them as such, but again, it's got time limits and it goes in, you know, so I may have just borrowed something 3 months ago and then a year and a half from now it has to be paid back, so I got to go through the process again.
Oh yeah,
it's a little bit more cumbersome.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You know,
yeah,
I'm trying to get something because I want more fluidity and more ease where I could call up somebody and say, what do you need to do? Let's say we need another $50,000 or $20,000 piece of equipment that I want to buy.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly what we're looking at here. If we get, you know, 6 months down the road and the relationship has been established, all it takes is that one phone call, and you know, two days later, it's there.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Something that's a little easier than either online, which I don't know, and it's I got to go within their set thing, and there's no flexibility because for me to. We're talking about the same thing. Now, do I always deal with the same person at the bank?
Yeah, if we go ahead and do this, I would be your point of contact, and you'll have all my direct contact information. You can reach out anytime. I get back to you immediately.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, you're dealing with the same person over and over. It's a streamlined process. I think we're probably talking about the same things here, what you're looking for.
Okay, good. All right, very good. Thanks for the information, and I'll start the process.
Okay, so what I will do is I will put together an email right now for you. It'll have you know, the one page application that we would need, and then a list of the bank statements and the tax return.
Sure.
And then on that you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, feel free. You know, you can send me an email, give me a call.
Okay, very good. So I may do it with my practice at the start, and then the other two down the line when we become all together, within a few months we could do that one too.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, as far as getting an approval on your practice, is that something that you wanted to go forward with right now to see what's available and see what we're working with?
I probably want to get well, it's a couple of weeks early than I possibly need because I don't want to be able to have that 30 to 60 day window.
Sure.
And this office literally the move is going to be July 26th. We determined that yesterday. So I'm about 2 months away. So I'll wait a few months. But start with the email, and we'll start the process.
Okay, absolutely. And, you know, if that is the case, what we can do, another thing to make this easy for you, if you know you're, this is fresh in your mind right now, so I can send you the email. If you want to send me over the bank statements and the tax return and even the application, I can take a look at it and give you a little initial feedback on what we could possibly expect, and then I can even hold off a little bit to get you the approval so it fits into that window that you're looking at.
My bank statement is now, we'll have the last one in the next couple of days, so we'll move from there.
Yeah, I see that as a good course of action to take here. So get you the information you need. We're working on the timeline that you're with and fit it into,
and then I'll check
what makes sense.
She can send you the PDF. It'll be easier.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll send it over to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, that's good. I think we answered all the questions I had.
Okay, perfect. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Dr. Graber. I'll send the email out now, and if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks a lot.